Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We are remembering 9/11, but also being aware of today that it's almost like the very issue that we had at 9/11 is a cold compared to the flu we have today.
Yeah.
The condition, according to Vice President Dick Cheney, he confirmed exactly that there is this bipolar opposite viewpoint of this partnership with the Muslim Brotherhood. He's saying Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, ISIS is all the same, and that's what we were saying prophetically early on. And now we're here at this day. It's 9/11, and we got to say, this is like the flu compared to that. And if you haven't yet gone to VFNTV.com and watched Jehoshaphat, preparing to be able to receive from God, this is when God moves, when our back is against the wall and we finally look up and we cry out to God, because King Jehoshaphat made a very bad partner decision. He partnered with the wrong folks, and God was going to take him out for it. And he repented, and God delivered him. But it was like within 24 hours of Jehoshaphat's destruction.
Yeah.
And we're saying this, so you understand, here we are, 13 years to the day, and it's our soldiers that went out there. And you hear Steve Kalaszewski quite often on VFN TV, VFN Radio. I mean, he went and fought for us. He's one amongst many soldiers that went and fought for us, and many laid down their life for us, and that they're injured today because they fought for us. And now right here in a school in Michigan, a high school, an Army lieutenant, a lieutenant colonel by the name of Sherwood Baker, lieutenant colonel now, they wouldn't even let him in the school to see his own kid because of the uniform, the American soldier uniform. You got to see this. This is what we've come to today.
To visit his daughter at school while wearing his uniform, WJBK reporter Mario Liu has the outrageous story.
In this story, Lieutenant Colonel Sherwood Baker is not a spokesman for the United States Army. He's just a dad trying to help his daughter find her way in a brand new high school.
He's a lieutenant colonel. He served in the Army for 24 years, and he was told in order to get into Rochester Adams High School, he needed to take off his uniform.
When you see a man or woman in uniform in America, you'll most often hear,
"Thank you for serving the country," or I remember one time somebody paid for our dinner.
But Tuesday, the lieutenant colonel got anything but a welcoming treat. He came to Rochester Adams High School to speak with counselors about his daughter's class schedule, but he couldn't even get inside.
Before he was allowed in, the security guard stopped him and said, "Sorry, you're not allowed in the school." And the security guard told him that men and women in uniform weren't allowed because it may offend another student.
By not one, but four different people.
I can't believe they would even think like that after all they do for our country.
He's been in Iraq a bunch of times. He's been in Afghanistan.
The district superintendent, who's a veteran himself, quickly rectified the situation, apologizing to the family and sending this statement to Fox 2 News. It reads, "The district has apologized for any perception that individuals in uniform are not welcome in the school. The family has scheduled a meeting with the school principal in the coming days just to smooth things over, but the family has also received a lot of support from military families with children who go to this school and also just people who live in the area, appalled that this has happened." In Rochester Hills, I'm Marielle Liu, Fox 2 News.
Think about it. In 13 years, the very soldiers who, you have to understand, a soldier is an American,
right,
who said, "Did they hurt you? Did they come across your borders and they hurt you? I'm going to defend you. I'm going to stop everything I'm doing. I'm going to risk my life. I'm going to put on a uniform with other Americans, and we're going to go out in defense of the nation under the commander in chief, and we're going to try to eradicate this issue that's happened, and we're going to protect you." 13 years later, this school in Michigan, this Rochester school district, would not even allow a lieutenant colonel who reportedly served 27 years in these particular fields to come in the, by the way, the uniform is a positive thing. It's actually someone who said, "I will defend you, America." When you look at the oaths, that the president and the Congress and the Senate and the everybody takes. It says, I will defend the Constitution. Mm. That's the whole thing. It's what we're all about. And now we went all the way from this tragedy, as you saw what took place, as Phillip's describing it, and 9/11, how God saved him twice. And it's like, and also these soldiers went out and fought for us and saved our country from all the dilemmas that, but at the same time, it's like the very cold that caused 9/11. Now it's almost like we got the flu based on our leadership right now. They're partnering with the very one mindset of the ones who are, against the very existence of our nation as it was. It's almost like fundamental transformation is taking place. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.